If any man work he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Again, he's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about your rewards. Remember, we read in John where be careful lest you lose those rewards, okay? But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Heard some old preachers, and I use that because I is one now, you know. Almost, I ain't old yet, but I'm getting there. They used to say he goes to heaven by the skin of his teeth. They get that? No, you don't go to heaven by the skin of your teeth. You go to heaven by the grace of God. None of us deserve to go to heaven. We go to heaven because of the blood of Christ and our place and our faith. But you have no reward. That's what they mean. You go to heaven because by the skin of his teeth. He doesn't have an abundant entrance into heaven. The Lord will not say to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You ever read that? Yeah. He has no reward. He'll get to heaven, and that's a great place to be. And there's a whole other, but you get the picture, and I got to move on about this thing about rewards and loss of rewards, okay? And that's what he's talking about. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And I got six verses. I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed under the sea. And that, let me talk about that. He talked about, I would not have you be ignorant. The word ignorant means simply not knowing. Paul is not suggesting that the believers in Corinth did not know these facts. Of course they knew about Moses and the children of Israel passing through the Red Sea. They knew about the historical and the great thing God had done for the children. They knew about it here, but they didn't know about it here. Huge difference. You know, a lot of God's people know, don't know. Let me give you an example. The apostles. Lord, help thou our unbelief. You ever read that? They knew, but they really did. That thing about faith, and that we walk by faith and not by sight. Quickly, three types of faith in Scripture. Man, I'm on my ADD. I should have took medicine this morning. I don't take, maybe I need medicine. Okay, three types of faith. There's a saving faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not a works of any man. So there's three types of faith in the Bible. There's a saving faith. Number two, there's a serving faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So, and I can give you other scriptures, but you get the idea. There's a saving faith. There's a serving faith. Then the third type of faith, you have to determine context, is the system of faith. We read that in the book of Jude, among other places, where it talks about the faith that was once delivered to the saints, the doctrines, the scriptures that we have. So when you read the word faith, is it the saving faith? Is it the serving faith? We walk by faith. Or is it that system of faith that we hold to, okay? Well, when we talk about this baptism, the same thing. I mean, let's talk about it. He says, it's not suggesting that the believers of Corinth did not know the facts, but it's very possible they had failed to see the lesson of God's chosen people in their wandering in the wilderness. And so many of us, how many of us, and I got so many, I'm on. How many of us know Scripture, but we've not learned anything from it? And that's what Paul is reminding them, because in verse number 6, he says, these things are for our example. But we ain't learned a thing. One thing that we've never learned is that we've never learned. Does that make sense? Yeah. We've never learned. Even though it's here, and that's what happened here to the church of Corinth. They knew, but they didn't. So Paul is reminding them about these things. They had head knowledge, but they really didn't have that heart knowledge. Now, before I go any farther, here's something I caught this week. I've studied Scripture for years, and I never caught it till this week. I want you to notice in verse number 1, in verse number 2, in verse number 3, in verse number 4 and 5, I want you to notice that word all. All. Two times in verse number 1. All are fathers. All passed through. Verse number 2, all baptized unto Moses. Verse number 3, all drank the same or ate the same meat. Verse number 4, all drank the same drink. But look in verse number 5, but many. There's a difference between all and many. And I never caught that till. Ain't Bible study just awesome? And he's trying to teach us something. All children of God, but many of them lived a defeated life. Just because you're saved, you're going to heaven, but you still can live a defeated life and wander in the wilderness your whole life. Are you following the thought? All walked through the Red Sea. All were baptized into that cloud. We're going to talk about that cloud in just a minute. All were fed manna. All drank from that rock. all saw the mirror, the quail. I read this book. Remember the quail? They sound like a bunch of Baptists, fussing all the time. Would to God, Moses, we stayed in Israel. At least we had leeks and onions. Wouldn't that be awful eating leeks and onions all the time? So here we got eating bread, this manna. By the way, you know what definition of manna is? What is it? Come from manna. We're eating manna. We want something else. Okay, you asked for it, you got it. And God sent them a bunch of quail. Remember that? It covered the land, and they got sick of it. Ain't God good? By the way, be careful what you ask for. They asked for food, and God gave it to them, and they actually got... Read that. Have y'all read that lately? I just read, they ate quail till it was coming out their ears. But notice they said many now. It went from all of those first verses, I mean all, to many. There's a lesson we have to learn. Verse number 2. All were baptized unto Moses in the cloud. Now, the word baptized is that Greek word baptizo. It means to immerse or to dip. The other day, a couple weeks ago, we baptized 11. And we didn't sprinkle them. We had them back there. Y'all remember that? Wasn't a great day. Baptized 11 people here a few weeks ago. And I didn't have a little cup of water. And we actually immersed them. The word is literally that immersed. Now, what does it mean that they were baptized unto Moses? I'm glad you asked. This was not only a demonstration of God's amazing power and his love, delivering the people from Egypt across the Red Sea, but also a picture of baptism by passing through the water. That's what we see here in verse number, or through the sea in verse number 1. They all passed through the sea. I got to move on. Literally, all of Israel was identified with Moses, even as passing through the water, as a Christian is identified with Jesus Christ. I was going to read Romans chapter 6, and I'm running out of time. Verses 3 and 4 is a picture. Baptism does not save. It's a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen, preacher. Thank you, Keith. You be safe going to Orlando, all right? There's crazy people on I-4. You be careful. Anyway, where was that? Okay, we're saved we're baptized not in order to be saved. We're baptized because we have been saved. Does that make sense? Did I say that right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Romans chapter 6 is a baptism of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we're identified with Christ. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what it is. Okay, the cloud above them. Remember, there's war as God parted that Red Sea, and they walked on dry land. It wasn't muddy, nice and dry. They dry shod across the sea. Only God could do that. There's water on either side of them, and there's a cloud over them. So they're literally covered on two sides. Or y'all get the picture. And that's the picture he's showing. As the children of Israel are baptized, water on the sides, water above them. The clouds above completed the picture of a watery grave. The waters on either side, the clouds above them, they were immersed in the water in the cloud, and then raised from that watery grave, raised very much alive. Of course, that's what the picture of baptism is. That's what he says, like. Now, verse number 3, quickly, I got to get through this. And all did eat the same spiritual meat, and we know that that meat was the manna from heaven that God gave to Israel in their travel. Exodus 16, I wish I had time. You can jot this down. 15 and verse number 35. Literally, it means, what is it? It's manna. We're hungry. What are you? Well, okay. Remember the thing about the manna, too? You can only get it every day. If you try to get too much of it, it spoil. Matter of fact, I'm a country boy, maggots, worms in it, because it spoil. And you only have it except on the day before the Sabbath, then you get, because they didn't want you to get the mat. Remember that? Y'all remember that? Okay, it's in Exodus, where you can get a double portion the day before the Sabbath, so I don't want you getting on Sabbath. Anyway, the manna was a picture of the bread of life. They ate that for 40 years. The manna signified that Christ is the bread of life, and the true believers feed upon him. In John chapter number 6, verses 31 through 35, Jesus compared himself to that man. I'm that bread of life.